problema la cadena por ti.
Bad gal to bad gal. Ain't this one from Busy.
Love the way you wine your waist. And we say you must see up the place. Girl, I say them good, but some of them not good, yeah. It's a real bad gal, me have to get. Wind up your waist for me, hot gal. Ain't no fun without a bad gal. Chop it down low, go down, go down, down. Shake him on the make a gal touch the gun. Girl, you a real party animal. The way you wine is phenomenal. Shake him on the make a gal touch the gun. Down low, go down, go down. Na na na, working the work in the na na na, working the work in the na na na. Hope you are ready, cause I'm ready to wind your waist and give you all the stamina. Working the work in the na na na, working the work in the na na na, working the baby, cause I'm ready to be your manager. Hey, wind up your waist for me, hot girl. Ain't no fun without a bad girl. Chop it down low, go down, go down, down. Shake him on the make a girl touch the gun. Girl, you a real party animal. The way you whine is phenomenal. Shake him on the make a girl touch the gun. Chop it down low, go down, go down. Picture you and then picture me. Getting high like we wanna be. Keeping it together with chemistry. Show me say you're bad, girl, let me see. Booty so broad like my AMG. Girl, I love no easy like no ABC. Give me that green light, yeah, that's me. Shake up the bam 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 body. Wind up your waist for me, hot girl. Ain't no fun without a bad girl. Chop it down low, go down, go down, down. Shake him on the make a girl touch the gum. Girl, you a real party animal. The way you wind is phenomenal. Shake him on the make a girl touch the gum. Chop it down low, go down, go down.
She says she ride good and bring her best friend. 600 this and a yank.
Chronic Law coming through.
Get empty like
with his version big of Bad Gal.
You never been girl. She no want a broke man, but want my broken heart. Pull over upon high, we a fucking a car. She fucking a star, she ting low, no the alarm. G.S. Sweet, we get pussy anywhere we was. Yeah, let's trip to we like jewelry when it falls. She use her tongue, them juggle my balls. Real life and a comedy talk. G.S. Sweet, yeah. Them just a dream about the life of we all live. Three girl in my room, but I don't Tivoli. Tiffany, pretty stiff, body broad, fully thick. Say she now fuck nobody for no fully six. G.S. Sweet. We a fuck them girl and them a play a game. Me know them shame, shame. I cuss them girl a play a blame game. Bad man, she like dark like midnight. Nobody too polite. My father fight, fought like pussy in a tie. Three clip man carry me no giant sword fight. Yo, G.S. Sweet. Funny enough, funny nothing for your ear, bread. She glasses if she wear shit. Now put your pants out, see her airplane. Pon the ground, the crown, and let go be a flame. Yeah. Them just a dream about the life of where I live. Three girl in my room, better than Tivoli. Yeah. Tiffany, titty stiff, body broad, fully thick. Say she now fuck nobody for no fully six. Yeah. G.S. Yeah. We a fuck them girl and them a play a game. Yeah. Me know them shame, shame. I cuss them girl a play a blame game. Fully six, fully one lash, walk me like crapper when she see my dad. Them yellow strip we give me lap dance. We a tip them with $5,000 we shop. Yeah. Here wanna put on my phone, call my fully charged.
Any week cranberry no flask, no invite.
Like girl with chrome black girl but the brat. Harder than stone murderer don't stop ya.
Them just a dream about the life of we all live. Three girl in my room better than Tivoli. Tiffany, titty stiff but the brat fully thick. Say she now fuck nobody for no fully six. GSL. We a fuck them girl and them a play a game. Yeah. Me know them shame, shame. Cause them girl a play a play.
Look on your sexy, look on your hot girl, a muggle in a dance and them a riff raff. For that manga girl when you come, come a for that big fat girl when you would look flat. No matter them if I chat, them a chat. What I hear when the mouse get in a the rap trap. The girl come a dance in a barrow girl flock. And if you rip off the sleeve, she a run with it and ask a girl what she know about you. You're no freer than no pussy, you're no freer than no crew. Oh, what a walk of a pumpkin belly. The girl I go find out from she this you. Go tell a girl, chat to your back. She can't touch a button of you, she can't. Go tell a girl, chat to your back. She can't touch a button of you, she can't. You a real bad girl when no take back chat. And anything you say, you can't defend that.
Vibes Cartel coming through to make it a triple bad girl.
Say you can't defend that. Anyway you go, you know, say you're safe. Cause anyway you go, girl, you're bad and you're brave. And girl, this, yo, she must get a ring. She a fi run, we go live in a cave. She want take where your man, she a game. A tempting that make you must miss the aim. Spend the time and the money we save. And not together forever for the rest of our days, girl. Wedding rays and bella pass through. Girl, put on the ring and shout, say I do. Oh, what a walk of a pumpkin belly. Girl, I go find out from she this you. Go tell a girl, chat to your back. She can't touch a button of you, she can't. Go tell a girl, chat to your back. She can't touch a button of you, she can't. You a real bad girl when no take back chat. And anything you say, you can't defend that. You a real bad girl when no take back chat. And anything you say, you can't defend that. True. No girl can style you. You a real bad girl. So laugh off of them.
Come on.
Baby, your ratings gone straight up. You no take drip off. You no take box off. No girl can wet you up with no drinks. No girl can bust you up for your things. No girl can take away your ratings. Anyway, you see that girl, then you see your things.
Go tell a girl, chat to your back. She can't touch a button of you, she can't. Go tell a girl, chat to your back. She can't touch a button of you, she can't. You a real bad girl when no take back chat. And anything you say, you can't defend that. You a real bad girl when no take back chat. And anything you say, you can't defend that.
True.
Gonna slide another one from Chronic Lauren. This one called She Have Feeling. That last one from Vibes Cartel. Real Bad Gal, produced by Dre Skull. If you know anything about Mixpack, then you know that The Large was a member of Mixpack for many years, and she has a show at 4 o'clock today, so make sure you stay tuned in for that.
She want me to tie her up like kerchief. Left arm man that she ready for burn bridge. She want stiff cocky but him popping like bird wing.
Shout out request. Shout out to Josie. Good luck.
Like Birkins. She hurt him all when him by Birkins. Deal when make she wet and she not do no surfing.
Sending you prosperity.
She tell the blade that she not good. She have a man.
Got 5 minutes of the show left today.
Finger play your click on piano. We now fight but we back and get grab up. Love fuck y'all, me no fish.
And then I'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Cock and never the fire ammo. She come in her G-string. Say she want a man from this thing. She no come as a fit on her raisin. Say she want breathe it if he a bring feeding. Say she have a fat pussy and it was squeezing. Say she have feeling. And him now one good. She want fucking chicken out one got cook. She know she had no ball but she want bum. Cause she make pretty girl look awful as fuck. She tell the blade that she not cut. She have a man, but she not go. When him there, cartoon, Johnny Bravo. Finger play, your clip done piano. We now fight, but we back, I get grab up. Love fuck, y'all, me no fish for the piano. She the punk, I can never the fire armor.
I know boy can't talk to the five pull up. Miss King don't see then no send now nah come up. And any man when me give this happy hold it up. Me file clean like under me. I know boy never batch in a can of me. Plus, no baby dope in a follow me. I mean no give me pity them to the wrong daddy. Me and me four friend them apart normally. I know boy can't say fuck all of we. Take me phone if me vex and call cabby. Now be sponge pan a boy when we want me underneath clean. So me I open up. I know boy can't talk to the five pull up.
Another one from Spice.
And when we get it up, it's only underneath clean. For me, I opened up. I know who I can't act.
She cleaned up her act over the years. She used to make tunes about quinting. Now she's just about hygiene.
The girl now have me felt, she now have me secret. And if she knew or not, no more me tell her to speak it. If a boy have a video, tell him to leak it. I'm a thing of black, one man, me keep it. Make up, power, pop, power, the upstyle. Some girl can't chat to me, me pretty naturally. When me go shock me, some girl can't match Charlie. When me go in a video like them, can't go after me. Me and clean, so me a open up. I know who I can't talk to, me fight full up. Me see no see, they no say now nah, come up. And any man when me get it, so it's only. Me and Danny clean, so me a open up. I know who I can't talk to, me fight full up. Me see no see, they no say now nah, come up. And any man when me get it, so it's only.
Closing out this with this one, brand new from Tenny. Taken from her new album Wonderland.
Yeah, you know after the show, yeah. But can you hear me come and do, yeah. Hey, bye bye, hey, bye bye, hey. Order, Baba Order, then Power Ranger, Eru, Baba Eru, Ebe, Baba Ebe, Order, Baba Order, then Power Ranger, young girl, I miss you, eh, I beg you make her know the best you, eh, And if I talk, I'm on a
big up to everyone who's locked in today, each and every time.
And I know go show no mercy.
For those who locked in live or who listened in their spare time. Shout out to George from YT, holding it down on channel 2. Stay safe, stay blessed, and I'll catch you all in 2 weeks' time.
We'll be right back. A natural law is that factor in man which asserts itself freely and spontaneously without any external force, in harmony with the requirements of nature. For instance, the demand for nutrition, for sex gratification, for light, air, and exercise is a natural law. But its expression needs not the machinery of government, needs not the club, the gun, the handcuff, or the prison. To obey such laws, if we may call it obedience, requires only spontaneity and free opportunity. That governments do not maintain themselves through such harmonious factors is proven by the terrible array of violence, force, and coercion all governments use in order to live. Thus Blackstone is right when he says, quote, human laws are invalid because they are contrary to the laws of nature, end quote. Unless it be the Order of Warsaw after the slaughter of thousands of people, it is difficult to ascribe to governments any capacity for order or social harmony. Order derived through submission and maintained by terror is not much of a safe guarantee. Yet that is the only order that governments have ever maintained. True social harmony grows naturally out of solidarity of interests. In a society where those who always work never have anything, while those who never work enjoy everything, solidarity of interests is non-existent. Hence, social harmony is but a myth. The only way organized authority meets this grave situation is by extending still greater privileges to those who have already monopolized the earth, and by still further enslaving the disinherited masses. Thus, the entire arsenal of government, laws, police, soldiers, the courts, legislatures, prisons, is strenuously engaged in harmonizing the most antagonistic elements of society. The most absurd apology for authority and law is that they serve to diminish crime. Aside from the fact that the state itself is the greatest criminal, breaking every written and natural law, stealing in the form of taxes, killing in the form of war and capital punishment, it has come to an absolute standstill in coping with crime. It has failed utterly to destroy or even minimize the horrible scourge of its own creation. Crime is naught but misdirected energy. So long as every institution of today, economic, political, social, and moral, conspires to misdirect human energy into wrong channels, so long as most people are out of place doing the things they hate to do, living a life they loathe to live, crime will be inevitable, and all the laws on the statutes can only increase, but never do away with, crime. What does society, as it exists today, know of the process of despair, the poverty, the horrors, the fearful struggle the human soul must pass on its way to crime and degradation? Who that knows this terrible process can fail to see the truth in the words of Peter Kropotkin? Quote, "Those who will hold the balance between the benefits thus attributed to law and punishment and the degrading effect of the latter on humanity, those who will estimate the torrent of depravity poured aboard in human activity by the informer, favored by the judge even, and paid for in clinking cash by governments under the pretext of aiding to unmask crime, those who will go within prison walls and there see what human beings become when deprived of liberty, when subjected to the care of brutal keepers, to coarse, cruel words, to 1,000 stinging, piercing humiliations, will agree with us that the entire apparatus of prison and punishment is an abomination which ought to be brought to an end." End quote. The deterrent influence of law on the lazy man is too absurd to merit consideration. If society were only relieved of the waste and expense of keeping a lazy class and the equally great expense of the paraphernalia of protection this lazy class requires, the social tables would contain an abundance for all, including even the occasionally lazy individual. Because it is well to consider that laziness results either from special privileges or physical and mental abnormalities. Our present insane system for production fosters both, and the most astounding phenomenon is that people should want to work at all now. Anarchism aims to strip labor of its deadening, dulling aspect, of its gloom and compulsion. It aims to make work an instrument of joy, of strength, of color, of real harmony, so that the poorest sort of man should find in work both recreation and hope. To achieve such an arrangement of life, government, with its unjust, arbitrary, repressive measures, must be done away with. At best, it has but imposed one single mode of life upon all, without regard to individual and social variations and needs. In destroying government and statutory laws, anarchism proposes to rescue the self-respect and independence of the individual from all restraint and invasion by authority. Only in freedom can man grow to his full stature. Only in freedom will he learn to think and move and give the very best in him. Only in freedom will he realize the true force of the social bonds which knit men together and which are the true foundation of a normal social life. But what about human nature? Can it be changed? And if not, will it endure under anarchism? Poor human nature, what horrible crimes have been committed in thy name? Every fool, from king to policeman, from the flat-headed person to the visionless dabbler in science, presumes to speak authoritatively on human nature. The greater the mental charlatan, the more definite his insistence on the wickedness and weakness of human nature. Yet, how can anyone speak of it today, with every soul in a prison, with every heart fettered, wounded, and maimed? John Burroughs has stated that experimental study of animals in captivity is absolutely useless. Their character, their habits, their appetites undergo a complete transformation when torn from their soil in field and forest. With human nature caged in a narrow space, whipped daily into submission, how can we speak of its potentialities? Freedom, expansion, opportunity, and, above all, peace and repose alone can teach us the real dominant factors of human nature and all its wonderful possibilities. Anarchism, then, really stands for the liberation of the human mind from the domination of religion. The liberation of the human body from the domination of property. Liberation from the shackles and restraint of government. Anarchism stands for a social order based on the free grouping of individuals for the purpose of producing real social wealth. An order that will guarantee to every human being free access to the earth and full enjoyment of the necessities of life, according to individual desires, tastes, and inclinations. This is not a wild fancy or an aberration of the mind. It is the conclusion arrived at by a host of intellectual men and women the world over, a conclusion resulting from the close and studious observation of the tendencies of modern society. Individual liberty and economic equality, the twin forces for the birth of what is fine and true in man. As to methods, anarchism is not, as some may suppose, a theory of the future to be realized through divine inspiration. It is a living force in the affairs of our life, constantly creating new conditions. The methods of anarchism, therefore, do not comprise an ironclad program to be carried out under all circumstances. Methods must grow out of the economic needs of each place and clime, of the intellectual and temperamental requirements of the individual. The serene, calm character of a Tolstoy will wish different methods for social reconstruction than the intense, overflowing personality of a Michael Bakunin or a Peter Kropotkin. Equally so, it must be apparent that the economic and political needs of Russia will dictate more drastic measures than would England or America. Anarchism does not stand for military drill and uniformity. It does, however, stand for the spirit of revolt, in whatever form, against everything that hinders human growth. All anarchists agree in that, as they also agree in their opposition to the political machinery as a means of bringing about the great social change. Quote, "All voting," says Thoreau, "is a sort of gaming, like checkers or backgammon, a playing with right and wrong. Its obligation never exceeds that of expediency. Even voting for the right thing is doing nothing for it. A wise man will not leave the right to the mercy of a chance, nor will it wish to prevail through the power of majority." End quote. A close examination of the machinery of politics and its achievements will bear out the logic of Thoreau. What does the history of parliamentarianism show? Nothing but failure and defeat, not even a single reform to ameliorate the economic and social stress of the people. Laws have been passed and enactments have been made for the improvement and protection of labor. Thus, it was proven only last year that Illinois, with the most rigid laws for mine protection, had the greatest mine disasters. In states where child labor laws prevail, child exploitation is at its highest. And though with us the workers enjoy full political opportunities, capitalism has reached the most brazen zenith. Even were the workers able to have their own representatives, for which our good socialist politicians are clamoring, what chances are there for their honesty and good faith? One has but to bear in mind the process of politics to realize that its path of good intentions is full of pitfalls. Wire-pulling, intriguing, flattering, lying, cheating, in fact, chicanery of every description, whereby the political aspirant can achieve success. Added to that is a complete demoralization of character and conviction, until nothing is left that would make one hope for anything from such a human derelict. Time and time again, the people were foolish enough to trust, believe, and support, with their last farthing, aspiring politicians, only to find themselves betrayed and cheated. It may be claimed that men of integrity would not become corrupt in the political grinding mill. Perhaps not. But such men would be absolutely helpless to exert the slightest influence in behalf of labor, as indeed has been shown in numerous instances. The state is the economic master of its servants. Good men, if such there be, would either remain true to their political faith and lose their economic support, or they would cling to their economic master and be utterly unable to do the slightest good. The political arena leaves one no alternative. One must either be a dunce or a rogue. The political superstition is still holding sway over the hearts and minds of the masses, but the true lovers of liberty will have no more to do with it. Instead, they believe with Stirner that man has as much liberty as he is willing to take. Anarchism, therefore, stands for direct action, the open defiance of and resistance to all laws and restrictions, economic, social, and moral. But defiance and resistance are illegal. Therein lies the salvation of man. Everything illegal necessitates integrity, self-reliance, and courage. In short, it calls for free, independent spirits for, quote, men who are men and who have a bone in their backs which you cannot pass your hand through, end quote. Universal suffrage itself owes its existence to direct action. If not for the spirit of rebellion, of the defiance on the part of the American Revolutionary Fathers, their posterity would still wear the king's coat. If not for the direct action of a John Brown and his comrades, America would still trade in the flesh of the black man. True, the trade in white flesh is still going on, but that too will have to be abolished by direct action. Trade unionism, the economic arena of the modern gladiator, owes its existence to direct action. It is but recently that law and government have attempted to crush the trade union movement and condemned the exponents of man's right to organize to prison as conspirators. Had they sought to assert their cause through begging, pleading, and compromise, trade unionism would today be a negligible quantity. In France, in Spain, in Italy, in Russia, nay, even in England, witness the growing rebellion of English labor unions, direct revolutionary economic action has become so strong a force in the battle for industrial liberty as to make the world realize the tremendous importance of labor's power. The general strike, the supreme expression of the economic consciousness of the workers, was ridiculed in America but a short time ago. Today, every great strike, in order to win, must realize the importance of the solidaric general protest. Direct action, having proven effective along economic lines, is equally potent in the environment of the individual. There, 100 forces encroach upon his being, and only persistent resistance to them will finally set him free. Direct action against the authority in the shop, direct action against the authority of the law, direct action against the invasive, meddlesome authority of our moral code is the logical, consistent method of anarchism. Will it not lead to a revolution? Indeed, it will. No real social change has ever come about without a revolution. People are either not familiar with their history or they have not yet learned that revolution is but thought carried into action. Anarchism, the great leaven of thought, is today permeating every phase of human endeavor. Science, art, literature, the drama, the effort for economic betterment, in fact, every individual and social opposition to the existing disorder of things is illuminated by this spiritual light of anarchism. It is the philosophy of the sovereignty of the individual. It is the theory of social harmony. It is the great, surging, living truth that is reconstructing the world, and that will usher in the dawn.
At dawn as it disappears with the riptide. She's out of her mind. She's pulled away by the moon. She's ripped from her sleep as the cold in her sleep gains control. What you gonna do with your emotions once you barely recognize? I heard you screaming, ah, this is not voluntary, this is not voluntary, if this is life I'd rather die, I in a riptide. She's going out of her mind. She's out of her mind. Baby, like a muscle that swells. You know when you trip, whether you're well or sick, your body aches. She's out with the tide, gone to a prisoner's den. There are monkeys a day, eating limbs off a plate with a spoon. Ah, what you gonna do with your shines. Send a seagull to the loon. What you gonna do with your emotion? She said, please wake me up. Oh, baby, don't you touch me now. She said, I wish I was dead. In the riptide. She's out of her mind. She's out of her mind. A riptide, you always win. It happens over and over again. Ah, riptide. She's out of her mind. It's like a hurricane's rain. She doesn't stand a chance at this lunar dance, riptide. Was thinking of Van Gogh's last painting, the wheat fields and the crow. Is that perhaps what you've been feeling when you
see the ground as you fall in from the sky, as the floor disappears from beneath your feet. Riptide, and she's going out of her mind. She's going out of her mind with the riptide. Out of her mind with the riptide.